producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here on this Monday, August 25th, 2014. Well, it's wars, rumors of wars, and earthquakes in the news. And we've got a lot of important news coming up. We've had, just yesterday, of course, as you know by now, there was a major earthquake in California. What you may not know is that although that was a 6.1 magnitude earthquake, there was an earthquake also in Peru. That was kind of overlooked for the most part with all the news about California. That one in Peru was 6.9. And, of course, at the time that all this was going on, there was news that Iceland was concerned about a new volcanic eruption. They were putting out warnings to airliners going in that area. They had warned of a subglacial earthquake underneath this volcano. Then they have now taken that back. Yet there's a lot of activity, a lot of increased earthquake, seismic activity. We talked just 4 months ago to Stan Deo, and we're going to have him back in the third hour. We talked to him about the increase in earthquake activity, seismic activity. What in the world is going on? Well, that's something we should all be concerned about, because in California, you only got a 10-second warning if you were in that area about the earthquake coming. And they were all talking about how amazing that was that they could predict it 10 seconds ahead of time. Well, maybe you need to think about this a little bit longer than 10 seconds beforehand, because you're not going to be able to do much other than try to duck and cover. Maybe you should start thinking about the possibility of this happening and make longer-term preparations in case we have not just an earthquake, but any kind of natural disaster or man-made disaster or war, whatever terrorist event that is going to essentially take down the grid and leave you without water, without food. Maybe you need to start preparing. Maybe you need to think about what's happening and think about the changes that are going on. Also, as far as the war goes, it was just a year ago that the U.S. government was pushing for war in Syria. Now they're using it again on the other side with this new execution of the journalist, the American journalist, Mr. Foley. It has now come out over the weekend that experts in the UK believe that this beheading was perhaps a faked video. They came down and said very clearly that this one group believes that it was fake. So we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson, who has a couple of articles up on Infowars.com right now. Staged Foley beheading used as a poster child for the Syria attack is one of the articles. The other one is experts say that the James Foley beheading video was likely a fake. And so he's going to be joining us in this hour. We're also going to have an interview with Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. Alex Jones interviewed Joe Rogan. That's going to be in the second hour. You want to make sure you catch that. A lot of news also about the border. Obama, of course, is now talking yet again about an executive order for amnesty because Congress is out right now. They're on vacation. And, you know, they've tried over and over again. He hasn't gotten exactly what he wanted from the legislature. You know, the democratic process just isn't working out for him with those elected representatives who are supposed to pass a law. So if he doesn't get what he wants, he's going to enact an executive order, he's threatened. And a lot of people believe that he's really going to make good on that threat. It's kind of like what they did with the Internet copyright laws of CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA. These things have been rejected by legislatures throughout America, throughout Europe, yet they keep coming back again and again and again. Now they get to the point where they're going to essentially put it in the back door through the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So, you know, they can rule by fiat a number of ways. You can do it by executive order. You can do it by regulation with a bureaucracy, because they create these bureaucracies, they give them legislative powers, and they say, we're just making rules. It was just a week ago that the National Highway Traffic Safety Association, that bureaucracy, said that they're going to come up with a new rule. They don't call it a law, but they call it a rule, mandating vehicle-to-vehicle communication. What's that about? We'll talk about that as well. So stay with us. We're going to be right back. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us this hour talking about the possibility of war in Syria and the possibility of a fake beheading trying to drive us to war. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, August 25th, 2014. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex today. We are going to have an amazing show today. Now, of course, we had the earthquake news that happened yesterday. There's wars that are being plotted. And we have Paul Joseph Watson joining us at the bottom of this hour. He's got a couple of articles up because things are changing a little bit. You know, as Stalin said, one person dying is a tragedy, but a million dying is a statistic. They've tried over and over again to engineer a war in Syria. And so now the latest thing that is going to drive us there, and of course Obama has said that this beheading of the journalist is actually an attack on our country. But Paul Joseph Watson has a couple of articles up. He says that experts, and these are experts in the UK, say that James Foley beheading video is likely fake. And he's also then talking about how it's being used to push us into a Syria attack. You know, it was just a year ago that we were being told because of the sarin gas attack that we had to go to war with Syria, meaning that we had to go to war against Assad. Now we're being told a year later that we have to go to war with Syria, meaning that we have to go to war with Assad against the people that a year ago we were arming, training, people a year ago who were beheading Christians in Syria. Now that they've got an American, we have to take that as an attack upon our country. We now have to go to war. Yet the idea is that maybe this is not really a true beheading. Maybe this is likely fake. So we're going to talk about the forensic evidence from these experts, why they believe that it's fake, with Paul Joseph Watson coming up in the next segment. Now, yesterday we had the California earthquake. I'm sure you've heard much about that. There was also an earthquake in Peru, a 6.9 versus the 6.1 in California. And, of course, there was the concern that there was going to be a volcanic eruption in Iceland. They subsequently stepped down on that. They said at first on Saturday that there were subglacial earthquakes. They thought it would be another volcanic eruption. If you remember when that happened a couple of years ago, it had a huge impact on air traffic because of the volcanic ash and what it does to airplanes. But we have an interview coming up in the third hour with Stan Deo. He's going to break that down for us. He was on with Alex just 4 months ago talking about the increase in earthquakes. We have an article up today on Infowars.com, why the earthquake near San Francisco is just the start of shaking in California. This is by Michael Snyder. I find it interesting that last Thursday, Michael Snyder had another article. It said large holes forming near the New Madrid Fault and a giant crack in the earth in New Mexico, in North Mexico. And he was talking about the increase in activity. He said, do you know that the number of big earthquakes during the first 3 months of 2014 was more than double the yearly average of what we've experienced since 1979? Did you know that the number of earthquakes in central and eastern U.S. has quintupled in recent years? So we're starting to see something that's very unusual. And he talks about the New Madrid Fault. That's not in Spain, actually. That is in Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Mississippi. So it's eastern United States, central and eastern United States. They had an earthquake back in December of 1811. It was a magnitude 7.7 earthquake. There weren't very many people living there at the time, but we do have information about that, and it was horrendous at the time. He says, now there are 15 million people living in that area. So what's going to happen? Are you going to get a warning? The people in California got actually a 10-second warning in an area where they're constantly monitoring earthquake activity because that happens all the time in San Francisco. Maybe you should start thinking about what you need to do to prepare for some kind of a grid-down emergency, some kind of a natural disaster or a man-made disaster. But we're going to be talking about what's going on with earthquakes with Stan Deo in the third hour. Also, Alex Jones will be joining us in the second hour. He's got an interview with Joe Rogan. You won't want to miss that. Now, on immigration, of course, the Congress is on vacation right now, and Obama had threatened that he would, by executive order, take action on immigration. Now that they're gone, he's doubling down on this, and a lot of people believe that it's very imminent. We have an article from MarketWatch today, and they're basically saying there's three reasons why he shouldn't do this, three reasons why this would backfire. One of the reasons is that even if he could survive a court challenge with his executive order, an executive order doesn't have comprehensive and permanent power of the law. So they say a new president that comes in, the next president in 2017, could just rescind that order. And basically, he could even take punitive action against the people that are here. He also talks about how another reason not to do this is that it's going to make a lot of people very angry. You know, a lot of people are getting very angry to see how the borders have been opened up, to see how illegal aliens, as they like to call them, undocumented immigrants, but they're really illegal aliens. They're from another country. They're not citizens here. They're coming here illegally, and yet we stand down and give them access to everything. We let them violate pretty much most of the laws. We give them better treatment than we do the poor who were born in this country, who are citizens of this country. A few weeks ago, there was an incident in Times Square with a Spider-Man getting in a fight with the cops there about panhandling, and a lot of people have started looking at that, and something very interesting has turned up about that. We see that it's not just the government that is giving a free ride and an exception to illegal aliens. It's also the corporations that are pushing so hard for control of the Internet through copyright legislation. In other words, saying, if you're violating my copyright, I need to be able to have legislation so that we can immediately shut down your website. without any due process. That's called CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, all of those things. That's what they want to do. The justification for it is copyright violation, and yet these Times Square characters are violating their copyright every day in the open. Let's take a look at what's going on there. We've got a special report about that from the Nightly News on Friday. About 2 weeks ago, it went viral when Spider-Man fought cops in Times Square. The New York Times interviewed many of them, looking behind the masks. They talked to a Mexican Elmo, an Ecuadorian SpongeBob, a Colombian Statue of Liberty, and another one from the Dominican Republic, Peruvian Toy Story characters, a Moroccan Spider-Man, a Colombian Penguin. That's right, these costume characters are virtually all illegal aliens. They came here illegally, working menial jobs that paid very little. Then they learned they could buy unlicensed costumes from Peru and Panhandle in Times Square. The Ecuadorian SpongeBob made $80 in just 5 hours on his first day.
Cookie!
Panhandling is against the law. Using someone else's copyrighted character in your business is against the law. But the New York Times gives them a pass, saying few performers seem to fully know the rules, in part because of language barriers. Many do not speak English. See? It's okay. They don't speak English. Illegal aliens are above all of our laws, including our copyright laws. Yet we're told that because of copyright violations, we have to hand over an internet kill switch to the government. They want to be able to instantly shut down any website on a mere accusation of copyright violation. And it's the very same companies that tolerate copyright violations in Times Square by illegal aliens that are screaming the loudest about internet control for copyright protection. Take Disney, for example. Except for these illegal costume characters, Disney has been incredibly aggressive in protecting their copyrights. They got a lot of bad publicity back in 1986 when they threatened three daycare centers with expensive lawsuits because they had painted Disney characters on their walls. Hanna-Barbera not only offered their characters as a replacement, they sent their own studio artists to paint the mural. Then 3 years later, Disney sued the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the people who do the Oscars, because they opened their Oscar show with Snow White and didn't get permission.
It is so exciting to be here tonight. There are stars out tonight. Stars with glamour are gleaming and bright.
It's a shame they didn't stop that performance with a prior restraining order. Then in 2008, in a case exactly like what's going on in Times Square, a couple with a children's party business performed for the kids in Winnie the Pooh costumes. Disney sent them a cease and desist letter, which they complied with, except the demand to send Disney the costume. Instead, they returned it to the unlicensed Peruvian company for credit. The same company illegals in Times Square prefer to get their costumes from. Disney slapped the couple with a $1 million lawsuit, plus attorney's fees. And at the time, Disney said this. Without firm licensing agreements, the company noted, it cannot control the quality and nature of the performance, the quality of the costumes, or the quality and background of the individuals providing the performance. Disney has already seen its character turned into a sex toy story when an illegal Woody was arrested for sex abuse. Even Santa Claus has weighed in on the issue. That's right, the real Santa Claus, a monk in North Pole, Alaska, who's legally changed his name, wants licensing of these Times Square characters to screen out pedophiles. But illegal costume characters want regulations to shut out competition, especially those Americans who they say flout the law. What's the Spanish word for irony? But they seriously don't like Americans, calling them money-grubbing arrivistas, in other words, newcomers. Times Square, they say, is their territory. The panhandling illegal costume character business is for illegal aliens who started it. Yet these black market entrepreneurs truly understand the basis of most of our business regulation, and that is to keep out your competition. Now, if they want the government to come in and regulate those money-grubbing Americans, which laws are the illegal costume characters going to obey? Do they want New York City to give them a license to illegally use copyrights? Should we ignore their copyright theft and call them undocumented costume characters until they get a license from Disney or Sesame Street? Are they even trying to get a copyright license? They pretend they're not violating the copyrights by saying that they're just street performers and they're not doing this for a living. But when New York City put up signs this past weekend telling tourists that photos are free, tipping is optional, An illegal costume character named Juan Perez complained that his income had dropped from $80 to $15. Another, Claudia Arias, said, "We need to unite so people can see that this is our legitimate way of supporting our families." But wait, I thought
all
they
right,
weren't
so that's
doing
a report. You can see the rest of that up on Alex Jones's YouTube channel. That was from Friday night's Nightly News. They're going to actually create a union. They're going to be able to keep those money-grubbing Americans at a Times Square, perhaps. It's La Fuente that they're turning to. We're going to be right back after the break with Paul.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. KD level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and we have Paul Joseph Watson joining us in the UK.
He's got a couple of articles up on Infowars.com today. Of course, the staged Foley beheading is being used as a poster child for a Syria attack. We had an article just last Friday saying the Obama administration said that Foley's execution was, quote, an attack on our country. And the Deputy National Security Advisor, Ben Rhodes, said it was the first ISIS attack on America. This reminds me of the saying that Stalin always said, you know, a million deaths is a statistic, but one death is a tragedy. They're trying to bring this home, especially for Americans. They showed people dying of sarin gas a year ago in Syria, and perhaps they thought that Americans didn't get involved in that because it wasn't Americans that they saw dying. But actually, what happened was we also exposed that it was not really a case that it was only the Syrian government of Assad that could have done that. We made it very clear that there had been previous attacks of sarin gas where the United Nations, as well as Russian and American intelligence analysts, had said that the sarin gas had been used by rebels previously to that. And so it wasn't true that that could have only been Assad. So the whole narrative a year ago failed. At that time, they wanted to go to war with Assad in Syria. Now they want to go to war on his side against the people that they were funding over the last year. And there's been an interesting development over the weekend. That's why we have Paul Joseph Watson on, is that experts in the UK are saying that this video of the beheading was likely fake. So I want to go to Paul now. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Hi, David. Good to be back.
Now, this video, tell us some of the aspects, before we get into the implication of how they're trying to use this to start another war, tell us what these experts in the UK are saying about this video, why they believe that it was fake.
Well, I made a video last week, Thursday, questioning whether this was fake, because what piqued my interest was the fact that UK authorities, the police, came out and said, literally hours after this video was released, that if you watch this video of this alleged beheading on YouTube, not merely share it, disseminate it, post a link on Facebook, if you simply watch it, then you could be a terrorist. You could be breaking laws under the Terrorist Act. So that suggested to me that they weren't too keen on people watching it. So I made a video on Thursday questioning some of the aspects of this so-called beheading clip. To make it clear from the start, in the original clip of this so-called ISIS beheading of James Foley, you do not see Foley being beheaded. All you see is six so-called slashes of the knife across his neck, and then it fades to black. Then it cuts to a still image of Foley's decapitated head resting on his body. So at no point do you actually see him being physically beheaded. And all these points that I'm making now were replicated by these forensic experts that came out yesterday and said the same thing that I said and many others said last week. The other main point, David, is the fact that when he's reading out his speech, Foley, before he's beheaded, he's completely calm. He's completely composed. Yeah. It's not the behavior of somebody who knows that they're about to be brutally slaughtered. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the forensic experts came out afterwards and said that he actually had to redo one of his lip in the footage. They said he had to refilm one of the lines because he mocked it up. So he was going off a script. Yeah. His demeanor was obviously not of a person waiting to be beheaded. So we'll get into it more after the break.
Well, it was interesting, and I want to talk after the break, too, about this censorship, because that is a major reversal. I mean, we ought to be concerned at any time that the government says watching a video makes you a terrorist, and yet they've been very accepting of ISIS and other terrorist groups' Facebook postings and social media postings. At the same time, when we put things up, they will censor it if we try to share it with other people. So that was a very amazing reversal of their policy to say, but don't even look at this, even though they had left the previous Islamic terrorist social media postings up for everybody to see, censoring people who are pushing back against that. So that right there raised a lot of flags, besides setting a very dangerous precedent for everyone.
Exactly, the free flow of information precedent. And, yes, you know, we saw the images flashed across the news. We saw the narrative being pushed. And yet they were encouraging, not just encouraging, but warning people not to watch the video, which suggested to me that there was something very wrong with it indeed. Mm-hmm. And again, it completely contradicts previous beheading videos where you have a group of these militants surrounding the individual. They all chant Allah Akbar as he's being killed. They cite the Quran before they kill him. You'll see none of this in the James Foley video.
I think it's also interesting that the guy who did it is supposedly a British guy as well. So we'll talk about all that when we come back. With Paul Joseph Watson in the UK, we're talking about the latest, perhaps, false flag used to try to get us into a war in Syria. This time, on a different side. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the street with our children.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin, and joining me right now from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. We've been talking about his articles. He analyzed the video last week talking about the holy beheading and said that he had concerns based on the fact that it was we were told not to watch it. We were threatened not to watch it. We were threatened that we would be considered terrorists. It's an amazing reversal of what the UK and the American governments have done, essentially giving carte blanche to these Islamic terrorist groups and their social media postings while censoring people from sharing our information many times on InfoWars.com's Facebook site. So it was an amazing reversal, and so that got his curiosity up. I think other people were curious about that as well, and so we had some experts testify this weekend that they believe that it was a fake beheading. But this is all being done to set the stage again for war. A year ago, it was war with Syria. Now, a year later, it's war with Syria, except this time it's with Assad instead of against Assad. This time, they want to go to war with the group that they were funding and training last year. Remember when everybody said that we were not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force? We had Ted Cruz say that. We had Dennis Kucinich say that. And it was true. We were equipping and training these guys. And they said, we're not going to be their Air Force. It was a questionable trying to blame the sarin gas attack, saying that it could have only come from the rebel, from Assad, and that narrative failed at the time with analysis. And so now they're coming up with something different. Paul, I'm reminded of the fact that Henry Kissinger said that we don't have any permanent allies, only permanent interests. I think maybe the permanent interest of the American government is to somehow get involved in a war in Syria. It doesn't really matter which side we get on, does it?
Well, exactly. This is the poster child for military expansion into Syria. As you said, Ghouta, 2013, almost a year ago, actually, just over a year ago, chemical weapons attack, obviously blamed on the Assad government. We talked to eyewitnesses who went to the very region, talked to the rebels who were stationed in the region, and that included an Associated Press reporter who went there, or who coordinated with another reporter who went there. And they said that the Saudis had provided the chemical weapons to the rebels. They had mishandled them, causing this chemical weapons tragedy. Of course, it was blamed on Assad immediately to grease the skids for war. MIT later investigated the incident, concluded that it could not have been launched from a government area. But at the end of August 2013, we were right on the verge of going into Syria. It was only derailed at the last minute. So,
and here we are again, a year later, in August, except that this time they've got a different pretense for going to war, and they want to go to, they want to fight on a different side, but still in Syria. Isn't that interesting?
It's also interesting that some of the neocons are saying, well, Obama should have armed the rebels in the first place, then ISIS wouldn't have spread, which again is a complete misnomer, because most of the rebel groups became more and more hardline, and in fact, many of them defected to ISIS. So they were supported, in fact, with some weapons and hundreds of millions of dollars of aid from.
I think we're breaking up a little bit on your Skype feed there.
The talking point is.
I think we're losing a little bit on Skype here. It's essentially, too, I remember a number of years ago, there was a site, I think it was either National Lampoon or The Onion, and they had a headline making fun of the fact that Americans are really only concerned about what happens to Americans. And it was something like, chaos and earthquake kills millions, two Americans feared missing. So they're trying to bring this particular one home by showing an American journalist being killed. That's what the narrative is about. I think they're trying to. I think we got Paul back with us now. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying a lot of these videotapes get released at opportune times for military expansion in the Middle East. So before the surge, or just as the surge was ending in 2007, a Bin Laden tape popped up, which criticized the U.S. government for its inaction in the Middle East. Again, before the 2004 election, of course, we had Bin Laden pop up. Many attributed that to Bush winning the election. Several other examples. So these so-called Al-Qaeda or terrorist videotapes have only ever proven opportune for the U.S. military-industrial complex, and we now see that happening again.
The rhetoric is really over the top as well. As I mentioned, this article from Friday, headline, Obama administration says that Foley's execution is, quote, an attack on our country. And the Deputy National Secretary, Security Advisor, Ben Rhodes, said it was the first ISIS attack on America. In other words, you know, this is a direct attack on America. And yet we have the Obama administration standing down at the border, completely opening it up, having the Border Patrol standing down, essentially. And as we've reported many times, there are people from all nationalities, not just people from Central America, that are able to come through that. And it's open to terrorists from the Middle East. It's open to terrorists from Central and South America, because many of these drug cartels are terrorist groups. They're not just engaged in drug trafficking. They're doing human trafficking. They're kidnapping. They're killing people. They're beheading people who oppose them. So there's not a whole lot of difference between the actions of these people, and yet they're using this open immigration as cover to try to get people in. They're also trying to portray it in the media as if it's just children coming across. If they were really concerned about this, and if they're really concerned about terrorism coming to America, I would think that they would do something about the border.
Well, exactly. There's a lot of talking points today about, you know, ISIS, all they need to do is get on a plane to attack America. Well,
they don't even have to do that. They can just walk across the border.
Exactly. And now we're seeing, you know, Lindsey Graham, who's been pushing for well over a year for the attack on Syria, he's back pushing this narrative. There's a new context, they call it, a new context given to this impetus by this James Foley beheading video. So it's a poster child for a war on Syria, basically. There's some noise about, oh, we could coordinate with Assad to attack ISIS. Again, Assad has said on many occasions, any military involvement by the U.S. Aggressing against Syria is an act of war. So I don't believe for a second that they're going to coordinate with Assad and that he's going to accept it. It's not going to happen. And again, this is all based on what these forensic experts have said is a fake video. Now, we know ISIS is brutal, savage. They've killed hundreds of thousands of people in cold blood. Why would they censor their own video? Why would they not behead Foley and show it to the world for the shock value?
Yes.
Because I've suggested, and it's pretty clear from this video and from the analysis, that this video was not produced and released by ISIS. It was most likely produced by the same kind of companies linked with the military-industrial complex that we've seen produce al-Qaeda videos before.
Yeah, as you mentioned in the article, and as you mentioned in the last segment, you see them drawing a knife across his neck six times, but there's no blood to be seen. And then, as you just pointed out, they do a cut, a video cut, I should say, and come back showing the head off. So why would they censor this when they put up all of this other graphic stuff? And why would our governments say you're not allowed to watch this when they essentially promote this stuff? They just want the narrative to go out there for the usual suspects like Lindsey Graham, who, as I said before, he's kind of like 100% Machiavellian with a thin veneer Gomer Pyle. This guy is always there pushing war along with John McCain, who was photographed in Syria with al-Qaeda rebels and terrorists just a year ago trying to push these guys into war. Now we're supposed to go to war against the guys that Lindsey Graham and McCain supported a year ago.
It's amazing. And I mean, you can delve into it even more. If you zoom in on the actual beheading, the so-called moment of beheading, which we don't actually see, but when he starts to cut the throat, you can see the guy's actually got what looks like blood packets ready to release, and he starts releasing them, and then the video cuts to black. So there's all kind of analysis going into this. But again, his demeanor before he's being beheaded is composed. This is not a guy who thinks or knows he's about to be brutally slaughtered. I mean, anyone else wouldn't even be able to speak, never mind calmly read out this script.
Yes.
And it just looks like a theatrical production, and that's what these experts said. It's just amazing for me to be called a conspiracy theorist last week, and then these top experts working for British police basically made all the same points I did in my YouTube video, and yet it's still kind of under the radar, and we're still treating this video as a real Cass's belly, a real, you know, something that greases the skids for war when it's obviously staged.
Yeah, Anthony Frieda has a great graphic. I don't know if we've got that up or not. I think that was going to go up on the site, essentially showing these guys to get the idea. Do you guys have that graphic there? I don't know if we've got it up on the site or not. But basically, he's got this picture that you've seen of Foley on his knees and the guy in black standing behind him with the knife. And they're standing on a set that's a giant green screen behind them. And then you see the composited picture on a monitor in the front and all the studio lights and everything. I mean, that basically says it all, doesn't it, Paul?
It does. And I mean, this stretches back years. We were doing articles in 2007, al-Qaeda videotapes digitally doctored. They actually discovered that the terrorist logo was being embedded into the video at the same time as the Intel Center logo. Intel Center was a company that screened terrorist videos basically for the Pentagon, released them having obtained them, who knows how, from terrorist groups, but they actually found out that the terrorist media, their logo, was being added to the video at the same time as Intel Center, this group that basically works for the Pentagon. And this happened numerous times. We documented it over and over again. And those videos kind of, they tailed off and stopped. But now they're back with yet another one. And it's even more suspicious.
We've got, for people who are watching the feed now, we've got that picture I was just describing of the graphic that Anthony Frieda did that basically shows the U.S. government on one screen. They show the composite picture on another. And then you see this big studio set with a green screen and the two guys standing in front of it. There apparently doesn't seem to be any limit as to what they will do to control public opinion. And, of course, we've seen in the past, and you reported on it in the past as well, Paul, how they're focusing on manipulating opinions. They did a study in Facebook. I think that was your article where they used Facebook postings to try to modify people's attitudes, to try to make them happy, to try to make them sad. We've seen that Palantir has purchased a company that basically data mines social networks, specifically Twitter. One example of what they were able to do was during an award show, they were able to monitor people who were talking about particular hairstyle of a couple of particular actresses and then send them a specific product targeted, you know, that where they could get that same kind of hairstyle. That company has been now bought by Palantir, which was essentially created by the CIA, NQTEL, their venture capital company. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to monitor everything in social media. They're trying to manipulate public opinion in social media, just like they're manipulating people to buy a particular hairstyle. They want to see what you're talking about, and then they want to send you information that's basically going to either reinforce what you're talking about or essentially change you from one opinion to another.
Precisely, and they're doing that not only to monitor political opinions. I remember that famous scene in V for Vendetta where they cruised down the street picking up people's paper with the government. And it's a similar kind of thing. There was a story recently about DARPA. They're being tasked with gathering information. In fact, they were hiring a subcontractor to do it. To gather information on how prone Americans are to civil unrest and riots. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with what happened in Ferguson over the past couple of weeks, that's a major concern. So they're developing these tools to monitor social media and private conversations, not only to gauge people's political opinions, but to gauge when unrest and riots is coming sooner rather than later.
Yes, absolutely. On a different note, I wanted to kind of, and maybe I'm just kind of springing this on you, but I just noticed that they're having a final TV showdown tonight, debate in Scotland on independence. And they say this is the final debate that they're having there. Break that down for the people here in America. I know we got Scottish John that comes on a lot and does a promo for us. Tell us what's going on there in the UK in terms of Scotland, because we see this kind of devolution or secession that's going on in many places all over the world, people desiring, I think, in many cases, to have a little bit more local control. And so we see alliances that have been together, particularly in this case, they say Scotland's had a 307-year union with England, and there's a lot of people in Scotland, even though it's a minority of the people, it's still 43% against 57%. 43% of the people would like to break away from the UK. Have their separation in Scotland, independence.
Yeah, I think that's a reflection of the corruption basically emanating out of London. And again, I agree with you. Any move towards devolvement where power is concentrated in more hands, you know, it's local, it's not national, is something to be celebrated. So, you know, while it's not an issue that I've followed that closely, the general principle of it, I would vehemently agree with. And I know for a fact that the establishment media in Britain has been vocally against it, pushing against Scotland's basically their secession from the United Kingdom. So it's something that I personally would support.
And, of course, we've seen this happening in various places throughout Europe. We've seen it in Spain and other places where you have different regions who essentially want to have a little bit more self-rule. At the same time, in America, though, we see everything being more and more consolidated, and we also see that the consolidation is coming at an international level through these trade agreements that are happening. All of this is part of what General Petraeus said when he was in London. What comes after America? And he said, well, that's the North American Union. So at the same time that people are trying to get their independence in many places like Scotland, there's a big move for that. There is, at the top, they're moving to the next level. They look at the North American Union as being something that's been an accomplished fact for 20 years, so now they're trying to create a union between the North American Union and the European Union. I think that's probably why we're seeing the rise of parties like UKIP in the UK as well, isn't it? Pushing back against that kind of consolidation.
Precisely. And I mean, this agenda for world government, which in terms of Europe was happening way back in the 50s, they wanted to create a European political federation run directly from Brussels. In fact, there are Bilderberg documents which talk about that at length. They introduced it under the guise of a free trade agreement to slip it under the radar, and it gradually built up after that. So they plan to get their three pillars of world government in place by the year 2000. They're way behind schedule, which is now why we see these secret agreements taking place, like TPP, mm-hmm. to try and fast-track that because of the failure
exactly.
that they've had so far in conventional means. So definitely remains the agenda.
And it was just last Wednesday that we had the CEO of the John Birch Society. He had written a book specifically about that, how they were going to have global governance and unification through trade agreements. And now we see that happening. We see that kind of secretive, closed government where these agreements are being negotiated in secret and our elected representatives are not even allowed to view the agreement. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Stay with
us. You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right for months. Have you ordered yours yet? We live in a politically and economically troubled world. You should be preparing for an uncertain future. Right now is the time to start freeze-drying your own food so you can become self-reliant. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to HarvestRight.com while supplies last. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from HarvestRight.com. Mention this ad and save $200 through August.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We have Paul Joseph Watson with us on the phone from the UK. And of course, in the third hour, we're going to have Stan Deo joining us. He's going to be talking about the recent increase in earthquakes. And of course, it was very active this weekend. We had a 6.1 earthquake in California. We had a 6.9 in Peru. We had warnings about a volcano that was imminent, about to explode in Iceland. Of course, they moved that down, but there's been a tremendous increase in volcanic activity. Stan Deo is going to join us in the third hour. And at the bottom of this next hour, Alex Jones is going to be interviewing Joe Rogan. But in the few minutes that we've got left of this hour, I want to talk to you, Paul, about ISIS. Kind of break it down in general. We got a little bit away from that in the last segment. I started talking about Scotland independence vote. But let's get back to ISIS. Talk about it in general. Tell us about its origins, its funding. Just kind of break that down a little bit for the audience.
Well, this is the elephant in the living room nobody talks about when we're, you know, getting increasingly involved again in Iraq into is being funded by America's biggest allies in the region. That, I mean, this, they're being called the richest terrorist group that ever existed. Their money is coming from Kuwait, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia, as well as Turkey. In fact, the Iraqi prime minister went on live television not long ago and pointed the finger directly at Saudi Arabia. He accused them of, quote, inciting and encouraging the terrorist movements. I accuse them of supporting politically and in the media and supporting them with money and buying weapons for them. So that was the Iraqi prime minister accusing Saudi, America's closest allies in the region, of directly supporting with weapons and training ISIS militants. And of course, we know back in 2012, many of these ISIS insurgents were in fact trained by the U.S., at a secret base in Jordan in 2012. And again, they were training these militants to try and overthrow Bashar al-Assad, even though we saw videos of Foley beheading. We saw FSA rebels cutting out the internal organs of Syrian army soldiers and eating them on camera. We saw numerous beheadings, numerous slaughters of women and children, worse than anything you're going to see in that Foley video. And that was all being backed by your tax money, basically, by the U.S., by Britain, to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. And so, again, a lot of these rebel groups that started off as so-called moderate rebel groups in Syria became increasingly more extreme, joined more extreme groups, pledged allegiance to the likes of Jabhat al-Nusra, and then later on ISIS. So the origin of this spread of ISIS throughout Syria, throughout Iraq, can be directly traced back to the Obama administration's policy of not only supporting FSA rebels in Syria, but in fact the overthrow of Gaddafi in Libya, because they then took a lot of those extremists, shipped them over into Syria to radicalize the factions that were already active in Syria. So this is blow back, if you want, deliberate malfeasance on behalf of the Obama administration and its foreign policy in Libya and Syria.
And, of course, it's been going on much longer than that. It was the Reagan administration that essentially created al-Qaeda. At the time, they were calling them Mujahideen. And, of course, they also funded Central American revolutions. And it's always about a constant state of war. Of course, they have financial interests, immediate interests that they get rewarded for, but it is also about a constant state of war. Having an enemy out there, they're very concerned about the peace dividend when that broke out. It's like, well, what are we going to do? Are we going to have to downsize the military? Are we going to get rid of the CIA? No, we've got
a new mission for them, terrorism. Of course, it will never end because the enemy is so amorphous. Thank you for joining us, Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We're going to be back in the next hour with Alex Jones and Joe Rogan, an interview. You don't want to miss that. And in the third hour, we're going to have Stan Deo talking about the recent increases in earthquakes. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.